But let's go back to the young person now who will listen to this because of our website, voicesofoklahoma.com, and today's technology. What do you say to young people who want to be a writer?
I say, if you have the motivation, if you have the temperament, if you think that you must write, then do it with all your strength. Read people whose work you admire and try to understand why you admire it. Write. There's no substitute for writing consistently. You don't have to write deathless prose or poetry every day, but you must strive for that. You want to do the best you can. You have to find your voice, and once you've found it, you must be true to it. It's not easy. Writing can be very frustrating. You'll find that out if you go along the path, but it is worth it. I once heard a writer being interviewed on the radio, and the interviewer asked him that question that all interviewers must ask. Is it hard to write? Is it difficult to write? And the writer paused for a moment and said, Oh, no, it's very easy. All you do is put a piece of paper in the machine and then look at it until beads of blood appear on your forehead. In a sense, that's true. I have had the experience of putting a piece of paper in the machine and nothing happens over 4 hours. And by that time, you're ready to expire. If, on the other hand, you write a sentence or a paragraph and understand that it's the best that was in you, there's no satisfaction quite like that. It's worth everything.
Then that 4 or 5 hours was a good investment.
Yeah, had to be made.
As poet laureate of our state, Oklahoma, in 2007, you traveled to many of our schools and probably talked about what you just said.
Yes, that was a great experience, too.
Well, I want to thank you for what you've done here, and I would like for you to finish by reading from the inaugural poem,
which you wrote
for Governor Brad Henry. You have about 3-4 verses here that I'd like for you to read as we end our good time that we've had with you today.
Sure, good. From the ice where raven flies, from the north where silence lies, there came the people with dogs, long ago when dogs could talk. There came the people with fire, long ago, when fire could freeze. There came the people with words, long ago, when words were omnipotent. There came the people with words, and of the words they made a story, long ago. According to the story, the people followed the sun. The people prayed to the sun. The people danced to the sun. The people made a pilgrimage along the path of the sun. The pilgrimage came to this. The sun dancing came to this. The destiny of the people came to this. Oklahoma. Oklahoma is the name of the sun's house. Oklahoma is the name of an ancient quest. Oklahoma is the name of a great destiny.
There's more to that, but that was a segment that I've asked you to read for us as we finish our interview. And as we hear your voice and the way you speak, I mean, you've lent your voice to The Last Stand of the Little Bighorn episode of The American Experience, the Disney Channel. You voiced many exhibits, Museum of the American Indian at the Smithsonian Institution, a frequent contributor to National Public Radio. You know what I'm saying, Scott? How does one man have all this talent in one body? You are indeed a fortunate man.
I understand that I'm fortunate. I don't know the answer to that question, except you outlive everything around you, and eventually you make it.
Well, thank you for this time.
You're welcome, and I thank you, John. It's been a pleasure.